Three, two, one, it's Shazam!
The podcast that hopes to make itself obsolete.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Carissa, and...
Oh, did we get a good one for you.
So excited. Hey, Kayla.
Hi, Carissa.
What have you been up to this week?
Well, this is the 12th time we've tried to record this intro because no computers work in the world. That's just what I'm going with. So we are recording this intro. We are recording too much. I don't even know. How are you?
I'm great, Kayla. I really hope this recording works.
Me too. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Like this episode.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
What? Weird. I don't think we've ever said those words before.
I know, you said like this episode and my brain just went straight to what YouTube people say. I was like, oh, that's what you say.
That feels good, yeah.
Are you excited to introduce this next guest?
Yeah, so a quick bit of information on this episode is that Carissa and I recorded this months and months ago in the interest of recording for our Las Vegas audio documentary piece that will just never come out. It will, but it's going to be a long time. But now that we have Chris on board. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Yay, editors.
So great.
It's going to be much easier because I'm terrible at editing. So it's nice to have that. But anyway, we were planning on it just being a part of the audio documentary. But with this episode in the middle of it, we all of a sudden realized that this was better than just an audio documentary. And we needed to give it a proper episode.
Yeah. So halfway through, it sort of changes gears. You'll hear that in the recording. We just wanted to give you a heads up because at a certain point, it's like, oh, an episode. You were just asking questions and an episode happened. But we had to give you access to this because it's so fabulous. Hey, Kayla, did you know that our next guest, why even do this?
I don't know.
She's fabulous.
Like, let's just do it.
This next guest requires absolutely no introduction. It feels like just doing this bit is cheapening how cool it is that we got to talk to the amazing
Juliana Chen! Yeah!
Enjoy! So we're just going to give you a little bit of information so you know what you're getting into. Part of the goal of this as well is that because in Las Vegas, history is not kept, history is forgotten. It's all about what the new thing is. Buildings are being torn down, new buildings are coming up, and when a building is torn down, all the history that ever was there goes with it. And so what we've noticed is that some of the history of women in this city doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. So can we start with, would you say your name, and then how do you refer to yourself? Magician and a lecturer, and you know, what are your roles in magic?
Magician.
Just a magician?
I'm okay. a professional in my complete life.
Perfect.
A magician.
Yeah, great. So would you say your name and say, I'm a magician?
Hi, this is Juliana Chen. I am a magician.
Perfect. How long have you lived in Las Vegas?
More than 18 years. Yeah, close to 18 years
now. And where did you move to Vegas from?
Vancouver, Canada.
And what made you want to move here?
Before I moved to Vegas, I had all TV shows. At this time in the 1990s, the magic is coming to be really popular. At this time, I have Wood Grace the Magic, have Magic Empire, and also have Wood Grace the Magic show in the theater. It's a lot of work for me, and I always got approached by the TV, by the shows. So every time a Canadian come here, you're not allowed to work. So where I get the contract, I have to go to the lawyer, everything. Then I say, okay, maybe I have a chance to move to Las Vegas. But I'm lucky I applied my green card. I got immediately, just 2 months, I got my green card. Vancouver is beautiful. It's peaceful. But if you want to bring the magic to next level, as a professional, make money for a living, I think Las Vegas is the best for me at this time. So that's I pack my stuff, everything, and move to Vegas.
And why is it that you've remained here after all? Because so much has changed in Las Vegas over the last 18 years, but you've decided to stay here. What is it about Vegas that keeps you here?
I really love Vegas. And of course, the first year when I moved from Canada to here, first year I miss Vancouver because the English is not my mother language. And in Vancouver, they have so many Chinese people. And at this time, the people give Vancouver name. It's not Vancouver, it's Hongkoufer, because of Hong Kong, so called Hongkoufer. So I really miss, the food, you know, but after 1 year, I really love Las Vegas. First of all, it's the capital city for the all show business. I think as a performance, you, even I'm a professional magician, where mine is not just a focus on the magic. The mind is a focus to the different business, show business. So they can open your mind and that can give you a lot of ideas. A lot of ideas come to you, you can use in the magic. So I think the magic, you're not just focused on the tricks. You must have more open mind, even the theater, the casino, the color, the shopping mall, like a fashion show mall. This is, can give you a lot of ideas for you. So I love Vegas. Until today, I'm still love Vegas. I think I will be stay here forever.
That's great. So let's say somebody listening doesn't know who you are. Can you give a couple of the main bullet points of like the highlights of your career? What are some things that you've done that?
When I came to immigration to Canada in 1988, before I came, I was not a superstar, but it's a star in China. I do the TV shows and it's in China, it's well known in the 1980s. I moved to Vancouver and for the first couple of years, I feel when you come to a certain level, you always want attention from the people. So when I come to Vancouver for the first year, I go into library for reading the children's book because I don't speak English. So I feel, it's a little bit feel like nobody know me anymore. And it's a little bit sad for me. So, but very quick, I pick it up and I jumped to IBM convention 1992. I won the IBM. And also I was in PCM in end of 1989. And I did my show in PCM. So I come and very much pick up. And in the magical world, everybody know me at this time. Yeah, coming to quite of popular. Then until 1997, when the Phison, it's come to first woman in history to win the Phison as a manipulation, not, just illusions or whatever. But, you know, so that I pick up again. And after I pick up, I think the biggest thing for me is I opened the door for a Chinese magician to come into IBM, Phison. And I opened, after I won the 1992 IBM, 1993, already opened the IBM ring in China. So the bring a lot of Chinese magician and the Western magician come to China for the exchange. And 1994, the first time Phison came to Asia in Yokohama in Japan. So then I bring the Chinese performance as a guest performance at Phison. And also the Phison and connected with China. So until 2009, and the Phison host in China. So that's what I did. And also for myself, when the 1997, I'm on the stage to do the show. After that day, the second day, I have more than 20 women in the lobby in Dresden have the same haircut like me. And the same, because I have a blue dress and have a blue nails. So more than 20 women from all around the world come to me and support me and says, Juliana, look! They're all looking the same and the nails, haircut. This is very much touched. And from the other day, I think we have so many women magicians. Before me in 1990s, 70, 80, even from the beginning, from 20, 30, the woman is very much like just assistant because we are beautiful. Mm. And we are very sexy on the stage. So the main magician use woman as assistant for the jump to the box, illusions just beside the magician. I think from 1987, actually in Canada, they have the school book, have my story. And I think after me, have a lot of women recognize we can do the good magic. Mm. We can compare and with men. The magic is not just for men. Magic also for women too. That's, I think, yeah, that's a highlight I did. Today, I always looking for some young generation. Even I love stage. I think one day, if I cannot move, I will be thinking about doing the the close-up. I just, you know, then I don't have to stand up. I have very bad knee. So I love magic. Of course, I love performance. But I don't know, for most people, when you come to the certain level, when you're coming down, nobody know you anymore. Of course, you sometimes in the your bottom of your heart, you feel a little bit loosed. And people not, you know, like today, the social life, and we jump to the Facebook or whatever. But for me, I think I'm highly educated for the show business because I was in the Chinese artist school, training as a ballerina, and I have lights, music, everything that I'm learning from school. So for me, even looking at the young magicians, I will be thinking about, what I do, what I can help. In 2009, I was in China. I opened one magic festival in China, in the Shanghai Magic Festival, which are biggest and the most successful festival in China every 2 years until now. They still do it. I saw a young guy on the stage, and so he's so handsome, but just like a beginner. And I asked him, I said, "How old are you?" He says, "I'm 16. I said, "How long you do the magic?" He says, "I'm doing magic just a half a year." But he's tall, and I can see a little bit of shadow of Channing Pollock because he does an umbrella. So I said, "Give me your phone number." So this in my mind all the time. He went back to the United States. One day I called his mom. I said, "Who I am? And I would love to your son come to America." So I bring the kids coming here. And first of all, I sent to Xiaofei's magic school because the Chinese kids, because different the culture background, Xiaofei's magic school, I think it's a well-known name for the magic world. And Dawa Sawak, it's a really have a gentleman style. That's why I sent the kids to the Xiaofei's magic school for 2 months. Then after, I said, "Come back, come to Vegas." So every day, get up in the morning and I watch the practice. So after like 1 month, and I said, "Okay, let's go into compete," because I think at this time, young kids, they can go into the juniors category. I'm for sure, because when I send the people to the compete, I will think about what is people around it, and what level for the competition. Mm. That's the experience. So I sent to him in the bring it to the airplane. And now he will be win. So then he won. He won the gold.
Oh, wow. Great.
So after the win the gold medal, and then I find a job in China for him. 2012, I was in China, have a professional competition, not just for magic, very much like a Tony Awards. They have a magic, acrobatic, theater, everything in China. It's a government competition. So he selected to go into competition. So I fly to China and see him performance. And after the show, it's more than 200 or 300 young women just jump to the stage. So in my generation, I never see the Chinese audience be that wired. You know, that's only in American style. But I was, So then I think this is the opportunity for him. So I come back home and make a proposal. And then got the Chinese government support. I built complete illusions for him, and all built by Bill Smith and Michael Michaels. Mm-hmm. When he's open his complete show in China, when you walk in the theater, I have all panel for the each illusions from beginning to the finish, and I have a certificate. The reason I'm doing this because I support designers for the illusions, because China have no shame for copy the illusions. So that's why I did. And
smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is I'm going too far?
No, it's perfect. No, it's perfect.
Yeah. Do you feel that made a difference?
It's a big difference. And also I help a lot of people like Kevin James, like Juan Mayora. They always come to me and say, "Juliana, can you help?" Because it's not just magicians. Also the business people, when they now have conventions, like in Blackpool, like in Las Vegas, they will be coming here, join the convention, and they buy some illusions, buy some magic pops, go home, just copy it, and then they published, like Rosanta's Table.
Yeah.
So every year I do the lecture for Chinese people. I tell them, I say, for you, it's a different, because you most have the work in the Chinese circus. You have support. As for a Western magician, they are different. As I give example, Rosanta's table. As he had a wife, have the kids for support. And so this is the table to sell. It's have to support the family. You copy the table. You kill them business. So I really want to, I think just the time in the magic, when the kids come to this world, they now support each other. And so that's what I do. Performance, of course, and I always have some new ideas. And also one young lady, Ding Yang,
yeah.
She was a performance at the Magic Life
yeah.
last year. She is one working in one Chinese circus, the government employee. I saw her performance with 18 birds. After the show, the birds, they jump in the jacket, you know. So many birds, and the poor the birds really hush. It doesn't have to communicate with animals. I bring her come here, and first of all, I say, I hate that much birds, and I hate you poor the birds so hot, and make the people really painful. And I don't know who I can talk to then, because I'm not to the birds, but I know what I need to change. So I bring her and I talking to Greg Furman. So we both make the show for her and just tight. And so it was last year. It's the one of the highlights in Magic Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's what I do. Until today, I'm still looking for young kids, young generation, which I can help.
I remember, because that's how I met you, was at the, I think it was the 2006 or 2007 SAM convention. And I remember very vividly, that's where I met Arian and Joan, and there was like the all women's show. And I remember, because you taught us how to throw cards from this hold.
Right? It was
from
a young kid there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was 16 years old and you were teaching us to throw cards and we were in a restaurant throwing cards all over. I mean, I wasn't because I don't know what I'm doing, but you're throwing cards all over the restaurant and it's just landing in people's, you know, by people's food and everything. It was so much fun. It's one of my like fondest memories of magic. But you were so generous to us.
I think for me, maybe in a magic business, I have nobody really have egos. I say, when you come to popular, you don't have to show your egos to the people. And the magic business or show business, like you love people love you. It's nothing between a beginner or you're already successful. This is no gap between. But because for us, we started as young, we have this, you know, grow up. So I think really don't have to be show your egos. And I always try to help people if I can. And some kids, they have no money. They stay looking at me. Then I will be gave the cards for them. Okay, take it.
Yep. What I have so many decks of your cards, by the way. Because you gave them, you just handed them. And have them. And they're so, what a good time.
What are you looking for when you see a young person that tells you this person is somebody who I want to work with, who's going to be something? Like, what is the spark that you see in someone?
I say, in China, you know, the Chinese government selected as an entertainer. They very much, like the age I'm and be the entertainer. They very much like looking your face first. Mm-hmm. And of course, the ballerina looking your arms, legs, your body, you know, then you can be a professional. But for magicians, you don't have to be looking really handsome, but you have to have this type of feelings can be a show business. Last year, me, Paul Wilson, and Henry Evans, we do the lecture in China. It's not just lecture, sell the magic stuff. I don't want the people for just, you know, do the lecture sale. So I organized this one. I talked to them. I said, put everything what you want to sell in the package for me. I buy before you do your lecture. So I buy, and then every students come, because they pay the fee. For come to the convention. Mm-hmm. So they should be have everything. So I buy before, give me a good price. So every kids have already have one set. So then we start. But for lecture in China, I don't want the people, the magician just talk. So we make this kind of lecture. It's the old kids, you know, we teach one trick. So today you watch the teacher, coach for show you the trick, how they done, tomorrow, you're coming, everybody bring your idea to the performance for everybody.
Yeah.
I remember Henry Evans have a soak, you know, just boom, finish the soak and nothing disappear. So the second day, the first performance is young, like 17, 18 years old kids. We have a table, each table, 10 people. So they can share each together. The second day, the one table, send one performance. The guy come to just a plastic bottle for the water, you know.
Yeah.
He coming out, then boom, the soaker come to the bottle inside.
Oh, cool.
It was great idea. And they just folded in the lid, in the top, just pop. It was, so you can open people's mind. Mm-hmm. So in this lecture, one Chinese boy, he come to me, says, teacher, I do the corpse balls. And I said, what kind of corpse balls? The Chinese traditional one, very small, small balls, you know.
Right.
Very small one, not spongy balls, right. But this is the hot yes. Yeah. So I tell them, I said, corpse balls is good, but you need a talk. This is cannot be very international because nobody want to understand your talk. And so I said, tomorrow, if you want to show me, find one piece of music and the performance without the talk. I said, that's the homework I give to you. I said, you can show tomorrow or day of tomorrow. And so I hand this couple piece of music for him. And over the 2 days, he showed me. And in the complete class at the cop's boss. And he have very tiny eyes. You know, the Chinese kids have so, when you're smiling, like a little moon. Was so cute. He's not very handsome, but it's the personality, your people like him. As a performance, walking to the stage, you don't have to do nothing. The people love you. That's the one I'm selected. I'm like it. When you come to the stage, you have certain personality for catch the people. You don't have to be how handsome look. Sometimes too handsome, the people a little bit distant. Then you guard the space between you and the audience. So these kids have the music. And when he started, he put the eyes looking for the sky. At this moment, I said, this is a little star. That moment of the performance for 3 minutes, I just informed the old kids. I tell them what I'm feeling. I say, I got the goosebumps when your performance, even you're not very high technique yet, but the feelings, the performance, the presentation. If you had the music, I really don't mind about the close up, have little music as a background because the music can bring the people into it. When you just talk, you know, the people just watch the trick. It's a little bit of background music is not bad for the close-up, special for the woman, because you can show your personality. The music, if you're at home, the music can make you laughing, make you crying. So it's very important. After this, yes, send me the video. I poached some of the coaches in Las Vegas. I'm waiting for, and I also read the, you know, I'll price some money for him because the young kids have no money. So if I can bring him, come here, I also talking to the sound of magicians in here. And that really one day I will be bringing him come. And also I find after this, he was a student and but just finished university. So now I find one of the Chinese professional circus. So now he had a 3 years contract. And working in the circus. Because when you have circus, because you have some, just like find a home, the government circus, they have some money, the government support better than just you at the home, you know, go practice. I have no place to, beside the street, I have nothing else. And also I help some Korea kids and got the job for them in China. And they have also have some street performance now. They keep a contact to me. I always, you know, give some, like, they do the gypsy, you know, strip.
Gypsy thread, yeah.
Yeah. And do the show. When I see the show, I tell them, I say, next time you do, because that's between the stage and the audience. I say, make one thread and with the hang a little balloon. I say, you can find the balloon. It's a heart.
Yeah.
So
oh, fun.
The heart, yeah. So you can put this one, you know, in the end, you can, in the beginning of the show, you can hold this balloon, walk into the audience. First of all, have attention on you.
Yeah.
The people see the heart means you love people, have attention for you. When you walk to the woman, you have attention for the woman. This is your pops. So you can hold the gimmick in your hand. It's a non-balloon. So you can sit beside her, beside the audience, talking your story. It's working very well. And the kids are very, sometimes call me mom. I don't know how many kids I have. Yeah. Mom, this is your son. And so that's what I'm too.
Why do you feel such a responsibility to work with the younger generation? Because you've done this for so long. Why do you feel that's so important?
I think when you come to the magical convention, all young kids, they come to the convention. This is the new generation for us. I always tell IBM, SM, I say, we have to be got more today. It's a magical convention coming down because of the internet and because the American got the talent. So the people, it's really, really not like before. I said the wheelchairs got less, you know, because like before IBM, always the same people. Now, if they don't see them, they're gone. They're not here anymore. So I think young generation is most important. I said magic, it's a great business. And the magic, it's really connected with people. Special for close-up magic. Don't matter about you'll be professional or you'll be the businessman. I always take it. I said, if you love magic, learning something. I said, one day, maybe you'll be the professional like David Copperfield, like Chris Angel. But if you'll not be the professional, still help you. If, let's say, you're the salesman, you're going to sell your stuff, you're walking, you're talking a long time, the people say, huh, okay. But if you do a little magic trick, immediately, in this room or in what they're talking to people, hey, can you show me again? So the audience come to like a child for you. So I think the magic, the new generation, don't matter about you be professional or not professional. I think magic, it's always one of the important business for us. But we need a young generation. We need new people. We need new blood in the magical world. That's why I'm a help. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. You talked a bit about music, and that makes sense because you have a background in dance. So, of course, you're very connected to music. When you're working with somebody, what are some of the things you do to select music or which acts need music? What would be your advice around choosing music for your act?
For me, I don't know if other people, but for me, music is always important. When I drive, when I go home, I always have music on. It's sometimes I have some very beautiful music. So okay, I can fly in something or something in my hand. So this is letting me thinking. So like my act, first of all, I used to be in the IBM. I have tuxedo, looking very sexy, the legs, you know, and the boots. And I remember after the show, Pendragon jumped to the backstage. He says, you're very good. When this muscle come from? Because my legs have muscle. So yeah, it is beautiful and very sexy. But I think the reason make me change music was 1993. I do the TV show in Japan. At this time, I use the tuxedo and the boots and the short pants, short hair. And, the, you know, it's very powerful. And so it works. The people like it. But when I was in the backstage, I do the makeup. I heard my music started, Enigma. And then I was saying, no, not yet. I said, I'm not yet. And the producer tell me, the director, you know, the TV, they ask me, what's going on, Juliana? I said, my makeup doesn't finish yet, my music. He says, not you.
Oh.
I had the same music with Viktor Vodko from Ukraine.
Wow.
They do the Lincoln Ring. It was Enigma. In the same show, have two at one beginning, one end with both the music. So after this, I at home, I look in the mirror. Don't matter about how sexy I am. I'm not able to compare with the Western girls, with the, you know, a beautiful, sexy brown, and I'm a flat nose. I'm a Chinese. So then I said, I should be focused on my Chinese act, a Chinese style. So I'm thinking, and then I'm driving every day for listen to the music. Then I find the music special right now in my second part. It is yellow, but I add a little bit of drama inside the Chinese. That's why I make you know, your move. So the music make you move. This is where you have to have it. You listen to the music. Sometimes the music really touch you. That's why you can keep it. As soon as I keep the music, then I say, okay, what can costume? because I already have music in here. Music more Western, the music more powerful, I will come to this type of style. So the music is most important for me. So then after this, then I think about what is fit this part. You have the main music, then I'm looking for the beginning, ending. So the music will be give me idea what direction I go.
That's great. Yeah. That's fantastic advice. Yes.
So you've lived in Las Vegas for a while. How have you seen magic in Las Vegas evolve?
How to say? The magic is gotten less, the small shows. Even open the shows, some shows is not good quality. Mm. Yeah. For me, I always put my eye on it, like a street performance, and like, you know, the small theater. Some of good ones, some of bad ones. I'm a big fan of McKean. I don't know why. I love McKean's shows.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's perfect.
I love McKean. It's very much changed my thinking. Before I think everybody have to be David Copperfield or Chris Angel. They are still brilliant show. David, I don't know how many times I saw David. I love the show. Even especially 1970s, 80s show, his some stories, and I love it. And 2 days I will see Chris's show. And also Chris, for the beginning, it wasn't doing very well, but now the Chris's show also, it's very, the brand new show I didn't see, but the show in Before the Left Lexo, I also see the show. It's different than David, but the both are great. Mm. Yeah. But they have so many money behind it. And no matter whether are young magician or a woman, come to David and the Chris Angel this way, it's a long way to go. Mm-hmm. But I really love McKean's show. Low cost, great personality. And yesterday I was with McKean. I said, are you still working? I said, this is the one of the richest guy. Because no cost, right?
Yeah.
The big show, you have a bigger cost. That's why I'm doing. I can't do my complete show. I don't know if you, maybe Kayla, you know it. When you're doing the show, you have a beautiful production show. After you got a little, pay a little bit more. And then you say, okay, here's yours. So many envelope in the end, hang on to your envelope. Just a little one. Yeah, looking like a big, but it's, you know. But for by myself, as 8 minutes, 9 minutes, including the 2 hours of makeup and the get ready and I come, every penny in my pocket. So this is magic.
Yeah. So I remember, and I'm not sure if you still use it, but I very clearly remember watching you tech that big backdrop silk where it falls so beautifully and it packs up into nothingness. How did you find that? Like, how did that even evolve where you're like, oh, clearly this is what I should do for a background?
So my first idea is, oh, it will be beautiful fan in the middle, you know, in the back. So I can go into the fan as a background, because don't forget I'm a grew up with the show business. So I think just pure black doesn't pop out. Okay. So I make a fan and in the fan, I think, you know, will be really beautiful, but I never recommend that people put a really colorful background because it doesn't matter about what you do. And the colorful will be take too much attention from your performance, your too small hand, you know. So I had a fan. So then I was traveling with a golf bag. Inside the bag is my metal fan. And for the beginning, I was thinking, just a beautiful thinking. I said, well, I start in the fan and then fan slowly turn and then coming out one turn, I changed the costume already. But I forget that the turn, you need a space. You're not able to turn. You instead putting the fan in the middle of the stage, but all your performance is push you in the front. So I did a couple times. Then I said, okay, no turn anymore. I just put it in the back, but very heavy to carry. You got one extra luggage and you have my personal stuff, one golf course, and I have to take my dog. So especially your performance in Europe, you go jump to the train. So I said, why I don't change? So my idea come from, I said, okay, it's the fan. The fan, I'll go upside down. Also, it's the fan. Then I make the shock. And the shock, then the complete black, I make the edge. So the edge, that's, you have little shape. and also beautiful for the lights for lining on it. If you have a little red, you got like 20-30%. You have a little mysterious.
Mm.
My cape, my performance cape is the same. At the season 1994, and my cape, it's outside it's black, inside it's red. But when I open, it's nobody see my face anymore because it's complete. So, but you still have to keep the shape. If totally black, it doesn't, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I make my cape have little green around it. Mm. So as soon as I have the green around, I will be at home and I will just play what it looking like. Then one day I go like this, like water. So that's why I make a shining the black fabric. Use the black lights. So you got black face. And black cape, it immediately bring the people when the curtain open, have this type of atmosphere for you.
Great. So, yeah, great. We were just looking at a picture of it, and it's, you know, it's stunning. So one of the things you just talked about is how you start with the music, and then that music will inform your costume choice. And when we talked about this, you talked about how the backdrop informed your costume choice. So it sounds like you're considering so much when you make choices about costume. Do you mind talking a little bit more about costume? Because I think that's a big question a lot of performers have. A lot of people get stuck on that.
I talk about my Chinese background first, because I want to go into Chinese costume. But for the style I have, talking about the top first, I always thinking the costume should be not so colorful. If it's so colorful, will be take much from your hand, special for manipulation art. And a lot of Chinese go copy my art. They got like traditional. That's nobody really see you. But you cannot be just pure black. So that's why for my costume, I got the black, but I got a little bit of color in here, a butterfly in the front. Mm-hmm. But of course, butterfly in the front, I have to hide something. But your big chunk of your body is black. Mm-hmm. So what you do, cards coming out, the balls, when they popped out, the people can see what you do. If you have all, you know, green, red, it's very difficult to see it. Also the red, whether it's beautiful for the woman, it's beautiful, but the red always looking you bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The black looking you smaller. If you're a little bit fat, you know, the black can hide your weight. Mm-hmm. And also if you're low, the black can look you more small.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focused on the black in, you know, but you have a little color touch. Mm-hmm. So like me, I had black with a little bit of white. This white will be popped out. Yeah. It's a little color, but it's classy. So about the skirt, I think at this moment I use the chiffon. The woman, I think about the woman ability, movement, the guy is not able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the costume I have, it's like a Chinese style, but the Chinese style, the skirt is too big. Big, you can hide everything. You even can hide the man inside. But that's why I say, well, let's go into chiffon. Chiffon, they can see my legs, the shape of the legs. A little sexy, but it's not complete, just show the complete legs. If you be the system, they have, you know, little jean string and the show the legs. So anything, if you see little subtle, you'll say, what is this? But if you see, oh, this is a beautiful lakes, that's it. But mm-hmm. people say, oh, look in the lakes, you know. So that's I have a little bit of touch with a female taste.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the costume is important. How do you look in your body shape? It's good. Hide your pumps and show more your beauties.
That's perfect. Perfect answer.
Okay? I'm just so happy.
We're very happy.
I love this episode a lot.
Which women have you seen performing here in Las Vegas over the last while? Like who have you known to do shows, either in corporate or their own stage show?
Oh, I see lots. I see in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. In Las Vegas, I see Melinda. Mm-hmm. Not really much women do the show in here. Used to be have one girl for... I forgot her name. The Princess of Magic.
Oh, Scarlet.
Scarlet's
tagline. Yep.
Yeah. And I see a real Charlotte, Pendragon's wife, performance. Not very much in Vegas. Yeah, I think it's sad. It's not very much. The, of course, the word Grace the Magic, you not very much. Juliana.
Yeah. That's so true.
What about Ariane or who else we have?
Shidini.
Shidini.
Oh, yeah. I see Ariane. I see Ariane performance in downtown, the hotel, lots of long time ago. Shidini, who is Shidini?
She was an escape artist. She had a very short-lived show here in the early 2000s.
I didn't see.
Okay, great. Yep. You don't perform very much in Las Vegas, right?
Not very much. I don't do the corporate shows. Right. No.
How do you see, though, the experience of women performing magic in Las Vegas?
I think maybe you have a lot of corporate shows. I didn't see the corporate shows. The John, I see Johnny, I saw her do the performance, not in Las Vegas, but in one of magic convention as a studios, you know, do the, it's great. Oh, yes, in Las Vegas, SM convention.
Yep.
In Las Vegas. I think she's great and I really like the concept of what she do. But the other woman, I didn't see. Corporate show, normally we don't see the corporate shows. Yeah. So I'm not, I cannot say that. If I don't see, I cannot judge anything.
Yeah, great.
And also one thing I want to say, as I'm at the timing for that, for the solo show, if you really want to go into for the competition, whatever, don't make it so long. The show for the competition, if you young magician, you want to do the one show, go into Fizzing or IBM, always 7-8 minutes is the best for the show. Don't make it so long.
Great.
That's from my experience.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. What advice would you give to a young woman who wants to, because you work a lot with FISM, you do a lot of competition stuff. What advice would you give to a young woman who wants to put together a FISM act other than just, you know, a shorter time? Is there anything else you would say when you're working on a competition piece that's different from working on regular magic?
Yeah. The timing is really important. Of course, the magic is really important. Sometimes based on your story, the people, you know, actually just last year, a magician from, and he won the champion for the Soma, which are South American. So he came to the stage, it's the first day. He came out to have a story, and the background music was beautiful, story was beautiful, and I only see one man come from this side, the woman come from the other side. It's a beautiful story. It's talking almost 2 or 3 minutes, just the story talk, they move, you know. But their trick, only one trick, it's levitation. So if you have 1 or 2 minutes, no magic coming on, we will be push the button for you. Because, you will disqualify. And the opening is, you know, for me, it's opening very magical. You can be built up, but it's not very, this is long. Yeah. But the ending, it's important. And the middle, it's very strong piece or original piece that will be put the show together. And you're not the guy special. It's not today, the young generation. When you want to do something, you have to know a little bit of history first. 2015, in Italy, Romine, I was the judge too for the FISM. One young guy from, I think also from South American world will have a beautiful, beautiful act. And they're doing the balls, the billy balls, beautiful. And in the top have the fire. It's a beautiful act. And he's very good, high technique, everything. So for me, I judge, I will be write down opening and the special technique in the middle and the ending. And I will be judging this and also personality. So, but he didn't win. The guy didn't win. So in the last day, the guy in the lobby have so many, maybe 30, 40 guys, young people around me, and take pictures and ask questions. So I answer the question for everybody. So this guy, I cannot really remember him. So he come to me, he says, do you like my ad? In front of everybody. Today the kids never be shy. No. They says, do you like my ad? I say, I see hundreds of them. How do I remember your ad? Tell me a little bit of keywords. What do you do? He says, I do the billy balls. I said, with a fire? He says, yes. I said, beautiful ad. Then he immediately asked me why I didn't win. I invented this trick. I invented. So at this time, you have to answer people, but you have to be able to understand. I also make the kids happy because they're young. I asked them, I said, you says you invent this trick. He says, yes. I said, what category you do to compete? He says, I'm in general magic. I said, damn it, you got the wrong category. I said, you says you invent it? Why you don't go to invent the category? General magic, we judge you is not invention. We judge you as a general magic. It's a combination. So tell me, I know you're doing good. You think you're better than Hack Dementia? That's the Grand Prix winner.
Right.
Yeah. So he cannot answer me. It's true.
Yeah.
Then I said, by the way, I said, do you know Fantasio? He says, no. I said, okay, go back home looking for Fantasio. I said, Fantasio is the magician, invented the candle. And for his old art, he used the candle. It's like this big candle and this tall in the manipulation, like a billy balls. I said, cut half of the candle. What is this? It's the ball. So you're not invented. Mm-hmm. So he was like a couple seconds quiet. Everybody's quiet. The people listen to you. Then he came to give me a big hug. They tell me, says, Juliana, you made my day. I have 2 days. I was very sad. You made my day. So now that's why I says generation. If you want to do something, which you see in the YouTube, it's not you invented. They have somebody invented. So.
How does someone win FISM?
To win the FISM, you cannot copy people's act. And you have to have your own. The FISM is not just for you. How good is the technique? You have technique, it's make more than 20, 30 point. The opening, the atmosphere, the personality for connect the audience. And it's that's have both have like a 10 point, but the special technique and the originality, it's both is the biggest one. It's took out the original. And the technique will be take a big 30, 40 point. So the reason is you have to be over like 80 point and up. Then you can grand prix and about like 70, 75 will be like a second prize. And, so the reason you must have your original. Let's talk about my Chinese girl. He's very much like bring the birds have a different revolution. The birds will always have a jacket, a tuxedo for hide it. But for her, it's very much have nowhere, even don't know when the birds come from. He changed the way for the birds. So that's, this type of stuff we're looking for.
What has been your perspective about the community of magicians in Las Vegas?
I always keep in touch with them. Like 2 days ago, I was in Gary Dobbins' memorial. Also, next week, I have Sandy Fantella's funeral.
And, Yeah.
I always, keep contact with the people. Great. Yeah.
But, is it rather like a positive community? Is it very competitive?
I think very competitive. Mm. And some magician not got along together, but for me, it's not my business. Because for me, people don't have to worry about me because I don't make any competition with anybody in here. I keep working. Yes, I'm quiet. I think I'm one of the longest working magician. But I never publish in the, who I am, where are you, where I am. I don't think it's people's business. Mm. But I don't say, oh, this is my property. I always bring some for the theater, like in Germany. I always bring something for people. And from time to time, I also organize shows. Yeah, like last year, I do the magic show for Adelanso, Aaron Crow, Kevin James, Murray Hatfield, and me.
That's great. Yep. And how is the community of women performing magic in Las Vegas? What's that community like?
I don't think women are very much connected. Mm. I think this is a famous problem. I don't know. I cannot say. But the woman together is not always very friendly. Mm-hmm. I think it's women's little bit jealous. Woman, jealous. We women not really tied up as a group, help each together. That's a set. So that's why when you call me, says, talk about the woman magic, I will certainly come. I even doesn't say no, I have no time. No. But a woman, this is the problem between men and the woman, you know. Men and the woman, the man will be got another happy, maybe pinch you, fight you, that's it. But the woman, it's not the woman put it inside. Yeah, the jealous, you sometimes you can see the eyes, the expression. Yeah, that's, I think that's a little bit sad for them. Yeah. You agree?
Yeah,
the woman
absolutely.
never tell the ready choose. I don't know in the back, they're talking about it for me, I really doesn't care. But in the front together, they never talk about very much about the business. If they have show, they hide it. They don't communicate. I think it would be really nice. We help each together. If I have one successful, just like a Korean magician, the Koreans, they have, you know, one opportunity, like Yu Ho Chen. Mm. They have so many magicians behind them, give ideas, you know, help them. That's in our magical world for the woman. If we have some beautiful, beautiful woman, and the beautiful can be the great magician. But as soon as we can help each together, we'll be great. But if you don't help, then, you know, couple years, when you're young, you're beautiful, you got some corporate shows, but when you come out, nobody remember you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so great. Okay, so usually at the end of each episode, we do a little lightning round. So we're going to ask a few questions and then just quick answers off the top of your head. Or you can answer Max Maven style, which is for 35 minutes.
we had Max on one of our first episodes, and we recorded, it was 3 hours, because we were like, Max, what is your favorite book? Well, and then he just went
Max
and named-
is not a woman. But Max stand up have a woman dress for sure.
Well, he was wearing heels, so we thought with heels.
They shoot James Demers shoes.
Brilliant.
So what would you think is the best performance resource? So the best book or website, or, you know, what's the best thing for people to reference for performance?
I don't know the many books because I don't read the English very much. The performance, McKean, it's mm-hmm. one of the samples. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, McKean. And also I like, what's the name? Frankel?
Matt Frankel.
Oh, I like his show coming better.
Nice.
Yeah, I love his ad. I love. He is really not like a coming, big one, but his some personality, really get the young, old man and the woman all like him. Mm. And what he do, I think it's, I like his show. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's a little bit bigger than McKean. Mm-hmm. Maybe McKean because his style, maybe like McKean today have just one piece of fabric. Maybe the people say, oh, that's another bigger, but match McKean. But Frankel was very good because more modern, new generation. Yeah.
It's great.
What other forms of performance should people study if they want to be a magician? So obviously you've mentioned dance. Is there any other form of entertainment that might be good to study for magicians?
For watch, study for. I will be focused on close-up for the beginning. Mm. The close-up is training you how do you communicate with the people. And the close-up, the cards, just one deck of the cards, easy for carry. And don't matter about the one day you'll be professional or not professional. And the cards always like they open the door for you. And if you're on the stage, some close-up, you can make a small, bigger. And so if I have the bass in here, have like 10, 20 minutes, the close up, then you'll add it like a couple of illusions. And for the corporate shows, for cured like one, people always say, oh, can you do 20 minutes or 30 minutes a show? If you don't focus on close up, you will be have a big truck for fill up the 30 minutes a show. You will be have like a 5, 6, 7 assistant. But I think for the show, for recommended, it's the close up can make you communicate with people, like people like you, like me. I doing, if I want me to do the corporate show for me, it's very easy. I do my mask and the cards first. The people like me already. Even I do a little bit, not very good. The people know the base on here, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think I would be highly recommend people pick up some close-up shows, which are from close-up, you can make it bigger, like the cards, you know, mm-hmm. toss the cards to the audience. People stand up, you have to communicate, and the size, everybody in the theater can see you. The illusions is good. 10 minutes, you maybe have like 5 or 6 illusions fill up at least 10 minutes, you know. So yeah, that's I.
It's great. All right. Big dogs or little dogs?
Yeah. I love dogs. Yep. You know?
But you have a little one.
Two Yorkie.
Oh. And they fit in a bag and they're so cute.
Oh my goodness.
My God.
My two little princes.
You have pictures?
Yep.
Oh boy.
This morning, I have two ducks. All of a sudden, I jumped to my swimming pool. My boyfriend was all of a sudden, because the duck will be shit, right? This morning, I finally tell my boyfriend. Yesterday, my boyfriend says, oh, they're not here today. I said, they cannot wait anymore because the babies, yeah. So today, I tell my boyfriend, I said, can you please let the ducks in the swimming pool? Because they, you know, just like rivers, cannot find the place for deliver the babies. My boyfriend looked at me, oh, my baby's big heart. Yeah, I love Alamos. Yeah.
So great. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ice cream?
Yeah.
And peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
Nice. It's my favorite. Nice.
Very good. Is there any women that you want to shout out? Like people, women in magic that people don't know about, that you want people to know about? Oh my goodness, that's the cutest dog I've ever seen. Look at that face.
Show your other one.
Oh my God, that dog is so, I just want to squish him.
Yeah, they are cute. Yeah, cute ones. Furry little
it's, face. He's way cuter in person too. Like that picture doesn't, that picture is adorable.
It hurt me. That picture.
I got my glasses. That's it. Give me one that got Juliana. First one talking dog. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. It's all about the puppies.
Your dog is the size of my dog's face.
Really?
Yeah. It's great.
For me, I'm difficult for traveling.
Yeah.
I was in India. I have to tell you the story about India. I was doing the show in India. When I come in there, they're so sad. The people in India, the street performance is so sad. They make the stage like this big. And they put one hat, the big table hat in the middle. And they put all metal bars. You have the lights shining up everything. Oh, and the stage is huge, big stage. Put the one in the table in the middle. I asked them to cut the stage for me. They did. Nice. I said, cut the stage and take this table out. But now I'm lucky because I have the backdrop. They have all manipulation at the metal shining the lights. The people, nobody see it. But for me, it's black. So
nice.
That's great.
Smart. Yeah, great.
Yep.
Did we do it? Oh, did you want to? You want to ask this one because we didn't get an answer because we were talking about dogs.
Oh yeah, sorry. Are there any women you'd like to shout out? Any women in magic that you think aren't getting enough credit that you want people to know about?
Kayla.
Juliana, I'm right here.
Kayla. Yeah, I think Kayla. It's cute when the for us. I really think it's a beautiful and the trick what you did. I think it's beautiful. Yeah, Kayla.
Thank you, Julia.
And also they have a lot of Chinese young magicians, the women, but they are not very international, so you know. And I think for new generation, killer.
That's perfect.
I did a thing.
You did a thing. This is the opposite of the Jack episode.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Thank you so much.
We did it.
We're so happy you came to do this.
You're very welcome.
We could not be more grateful.
We have so much.
So,
3 hours like a Max Maven.
Max.
Shazam is sponsored in part by the Society of American Magicians. Thank you, SAM. Go join a club.